This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and a special edition of the Becker's Dental Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Bob Fontana. Bob is the founder, CEO, and chairman of one of the largest or the largest dental practice management companies in the world, Aspen Dental. Thrilled to have him on today. Bob, if you could take a moment and introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about Aspen Dental, that would be fantastic.
Sure. Well, pleasure to talk to you, Scott. Thanks for having me. A little bit about myself. Well, I founded Aspen Dental about 21 years ago. So I've been doing this for quite some time. Happy to be doing it. Obviously, we think we're in a great category. Very fortunate to be where we are. Aspen is, as you said, the largest branded network of dental practices in the country, if not the world. And, you know, we've been continuing to grow this business organically, really from the beginning, if you will. So we're not acquisitive like some other groups. We've all organically grown through de novo expansion. And we really, you know, listen, at the end of the day, we really are focused on a part of the population that we think needs a tremendous amount of work. We understand the patients really well. We help support the doctors and set up in the practices and continuing to focus care for those patients. And we're happy, as I said, to be doing the things that we do and feel pretty good, even sort of coming out of this crisis, feel continued pretty good about, obviously, the category generally and our position within the category. And today we have, I think you know this, but today we have approximately 820 offices in 41 states across the country.
And Bob, when you got started in this area, this was really a new area. It wasn't brand new, but it was pretty early in terms of the dental practice management space, the DSO space. Talk about your mindset in getting this going and getting started. What led you in that direction?
Well, it's sort of interesting. So I actually thought at one point I'd go to school and to be a dentist. I had some folks that were dentists and in the family, and so I thought it was something that I might pursue. Actually, a dentist talked me out of it, quite frankly. But I was super interested in what LensCrafters was doing at the time. And if you think about LensCrafters or eye care generally, I mean, LensCrafters led the way. They sort of found a way to understand that the consumer really matters and it's important in the equation and really committed to provide services and access and value to a consumer that forever changed that industry. If you just think about where LensCrafters was, again, in the early days, it was glasses and frames in about an hour, you know, with on-site labs. And so that choice, that access was, I think, really important and foundational to who they were. So he started to think, you know, just having interest in this category, he started to think, geez, could we do something similar? Is there a need for a model we think, or an operating model that we think can really be focused on the consumer, not just inside the mouth, but everything around the consumer as well, the patient, and they have a tremendous amount of needs, as you know, given everybody's busy life and all the other things. And so that was really the foundation to Aspen, and it's been sort of our North Star ever since.
That is just amazing and fascinating. Did you ever think it would grow as large as it's grown? At what point did you see we might really have something going that will grow into something very significant?
I don't know. I don't know that we saw or I saw an opportunity this big. Honestly, we thought we had something that we could get fairly large. I think in the early days were more focused in, our origins are really out of New England and New York State. So I think the original plan was, well, we can have, we think, a pretty successful, you know, more regional business. And that was sort of that was the plan back then. And then you learn along the way and you start to get better at things. We like to think that we're getting better every day. And so, you know, 21 years later, you have the largest branded DSO in the country. And, you know, as I said, you know, with 820 locations in 41 states, seeing roughly, at least pre-COVID, seeing roughly almost 25,000, 26,000 patients a day.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing, truly. When you see dentistry being sort of on hold for a moment with COVID-19, and on hold is a vast overstatement, mm-hmm. What does ramping up start to look like? What was slowdown look like? What does ramping back up look like? What's your sense of it?
Well, ramping down, I mean, there certainly was no playbook. I mean, you know, we had some lead indicators that broke trend that we pay attention to. And so we were concerned, I think, pretty early March that things may change and change significantly. And then some states came out. I think Ohio was sort of leading the way with shutting down, you know, sort of non-emergency care, and, you know, then other states followed. And so you knew right away that you had to make some decisions, and there were tough decisions, and there's no playbook for it. But, you know, we had to, as most businesses did, you had to sort of protect your balance sheet, protect your liquidity positions. But we also had to do that for the doctors too. I mean, in our model, we have, you know, practice owners. And as partners to them and as a support organization to them, we wanted to make sure that they were just as thoughtful about, you know, making sure that you know, things are going to change and change pretty rapidly. So we moved pretty quickly, decisively, on a variety of fronts. It was painful. I think at the height of the furlough, or at the height of the crisis, we had 8,000 people on furlough. So we have about 12,000 team members across the business, and I think about 8,000. We went from 820 locations to roughly 325. We set up task force to really work with the practice owners in a way that we thought would be supportive and helpful to them, and again, do the things that were consistent with what, you know, state regulations were, and safety for the teams and safety for the patients and all those things that were truly important. But also, Scott, doing our job too, because we're about access to care. And one of the things that we struggled with is we wanted to make sure that people still had an ability to come in to see the dentist for emergencies, because we knew we had a part. Obviously, we didn't want to spread the virus. We want to be really thoughtful about that. But we also didn't want these visits to show up in the hospitals. And we thought, just given all the information that was out there and all you heard in the news was, you know, flatten the curve and, you know, all the challenges with hospital capacity. So we thought we played an important role, really, in making sure that we had enough offices across the country to fulfill that obligation. So we're pretty happy about that. And then, mm-hmm. you know, just as things start to open up, you know, states start to open up, we start to really think about, you know, and almost like reimagine how we not just open up, but how we sort of rebuild and be thoughtful about those things. And so, you know, we took, I think, a lot of time, a lot of thought process to make sure that we had the right plans to reopen and sort of rebuild the practices back to normal. So happy to say now all of the practices are back open. So it's kind of a whirlwind over the last, you know, sort of 60 days as it has been for others. And all the folks who were furloughed now are back into the offices, back here at the support centers. And we're rebuilding like a lot of other companies.
Oh, fantastic. And talk to me about this issue. With this COVID pandemic, this fragility that was shown in independent small practices, will that lead to greater consolidation? And what does the future look like for DSOs?
Well, you know, obviously I'm biased to DSOs. I'm biased to our model in particular. I think, you know, we really work hard on behalf of the practice owners to provide, you know, the best support possible for them. I think we've shown that during this pandemic. I mean, I can't imagine. I really mean this. Like, if I was an individual practice owner during this, their heads had to be spinning. I mean, just dealing with all the HR issues, all the risk and compliance issues, all the regulations, and thinking about how I deal with this, how to open back up, and how do I keep in contact with my teams, and, you know, just all the financial concerns, and doing that all by yourself, I think, is extraordinary. And so, you know, we're blessed to have, I think, experts in those areas of the business that really can support the practices. And so from my perspective, it's a long way of saying I think DSOs add a lot of value. And I believe, you know, obviously DSOs were continuing to grow pre-pandemic. I think there will probably be some acceleration for sure, I think, coming out of this crisis. And we're starting to see a little bit that on the supply side, meaning the doctor side, there has been, you know, there's going to be some shifts, and we're starting to see some of that, even with some of the outreach that doctors are now proactively coming to us, so across the country. So anyway, you know, we feel good about what we're doing and how we support the practice, and certainly feel good about the category as well.
So one final question. You've climbed this giant mountain in building Aspen. Do you ever think about what's the next mountain to climb? Do you ever think like that, or think about, is there another great, huge, challenge in your life or thing to build?
Well, always challenging. If it wasn't challenging, I don't think I'd be here, because I think that's what motivates me and the team. And like I said earlier, I mean, we're continuing to learn every single day. For sure we are. So lots of challenges that we face. We believe as big as we are across the country, we still think that we're only rounding second, quite frankly. And so we feel like there's still a lot more to do. We have an incredible team. We have incredible practice owners that truly are the foundation to what we do. And we think the future is bright, and our heads are down continue to grow the business. I mean, we will open up, and not many businesses can say this, we will open up 65 locations this year. And it was going to be 85, so the crisis obviously slowed us down a little bit. But it just, again, it shows our sort of commitment to create access and grow across the country. And so we're happy and obviously very fortunate to be in this category. And we're going to continue to do what we do well here at Aspen.
Well, I tell you, Bob, we truly are inspired by what you've done. Truly amazing. Congratulations. A pleasure to visit with you today through Becker's Healthcare, Becker's Dental. Thank you so much.
All right. I enjoy it, Scott. Thank you. Be well.